Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm excited to be back another week on my show here on Biz Radio Asheville. As always, I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank Matt Matan and the whole Biz Radio Asheville staff for welcoming me on. I think we're coming up to, I've just passed 25 episodes, so I'm excited about that. So keep downloading and listening to the show and listening to the podcast. But today we have an outstanding guest, so let's jump right into today's show. So today's guest, I met as a student in my financial tools class from Mountain BizWorks that was conducted earlier this year. So I know you guys always hear me talking about Mountain BizWorks, which I absolutely love, but they helped to get a lot of clients. So thank you, Mountain BizWorks. And this guest acquired me for accounting and consulting services. And we just hit it off. I think she and her husband are outstanding folks, and I'm just glad that I can help them with their new business. So without further ado, today I have the honor of having the owner of Arc Custom LLC, which specializes in custom laser cut and engraving gifts from various materials. So let's welcome Ms. Sarah Facemeyer. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Veronica. It's good to talk to you.
Good to have you. So we always start off the show having the guests tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. So where you're from, how you found yourself in Western North Carolina, if you're not from here, and how did you become an entrepreneur?
Oh, of course. So I moved to the Asheville area around 2014. I was working in a veterinary hospital at the time, and I met my amazing husband, Jeff, while we were living in an apartment complex nearby. And he and I ended up getting married.
Like a movie. Sorry.
It is. It is. He is absolutely wonderful, and I would not be able to do this whole venture without him. Yes. We got married in 2016 and moved to Hendersonville shortly after. And ever since then, we've been trying and trying to find a way to make our lives not only simpler, but to where we can spend more time together. When COVID hit back in March of 2020, I got furloughed for about 3 months. And thankfully, Jeff was able to keep his job at the time. And so he kind of kept us going along, and we really enjoyed the kind of freedom that we had to be together more. We were very blessed, very, very blessed, unlike some of the other folks who really took a hard hit during the pandemic. So anyway, we really started focusing about then how would we be able to make a business at home. So either one of us or both of us could be at home together. Mm-hmm. And we started brainstorming. What can we do? What can we do from our house? Also in line with that, we are avid campers and travelers. We love going and seeing new and different places. And we wanted to be able to commemorate our adventures. Mm-hmm. And we could never find what it was that we wanted. And so we researched the heck out of things. We love the research part. So we started looking, and we kind of like this, we kind of like that, but it's not exactly what we wanted. So what could we do to create our own thing, what we were visualizing on our own? So we ended up looking at laser engravers. And Jeff has more than 20 years experience with laser type machinery. So he's like, I know how these work. This is easy. That's easy. I'm like, okay, well, okay. You got that part.
Right, and, exactly. And
so then I was sitting there thinking, well, I have a fairly good working knowledge of the Adobe programs like Photoshop and Lightroom and, oh, what's the one I'm using right now? I can't remember the other Adobe program that I'm using.
But it sounds like it's very standard if it's using Adobe.
Yeah, yeah, they are. They're all pretty much interchangeable. There's just a little variation from one to the other. Mm-hmm. So we started exploring the laser engraver idea just a little bit more. So what can they do? What can't they do? And that just drove us into researching not only your YouTube videos, your social media outlets. Mm-hmm. What are people doing with these things? What are their possibilities? And so that kind of collided with that idea of how do we work from home together? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the ideas just started swirling. And we were like, we could probably make this work. We wanted to make these things for ourselves, but what if other people want these things as well? So when it first started out, it was very small ideas. But once we started researching laser engravers, the possibilities are endless of what they can do. So we were looking at mostly like wood items. There was one Facebook group that I'm a part of right now called Hustle and Burn, run by Alicia and Melody. Oh my gosh, these women are amazing. They will tell you anything and everything about anything to do with lasers and business.
Love it.
They will show you the ups and downs, what worked for them, what didn't work for them. Mm-hmm. And so it really just got the gears grinding on, we can do this. So I think it was probably November, we said, all right, we're going to purchase a laser engraver. And that was nerve-wracking at that moment because it's a big investment.
Yeah, yeah,
so
exactly.
We jumped right into it when we purchased it. And 4 months later, was it 4 months? I think it was about 4 or 5 months later, it arrived. And this thing is huge. And I'm panicking. What are we going to do? Because I knew I could create what it was that I wanted, but how do I create stuff other people wanted?
And I'm just going to jump in there real quick because I just appreciate that honesty, and that's what it is all about, entrepreneurship. You're going to have times when you're just like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, but you have enough knowledge to know, okay, this is what I need and let me figure it out, you know, and not get so overwhelmed with all those, what I don't know, because it's just like anything. If you wait until you know it all, you'll never do it. It's just like having kids or getting married. When I hear people say, when I have just enough money, I'll do that. I'm like, you're never going to have enough money.
Oh, yeah. And I'm definitely one of those people who learns by doing. I can read the books and understand the procedure behind it. But until I actually do it, that's when I learn the most. So we got this laser engraver. We got it set up in our basement. And it's like, okay, now what? Jeff's like, I know what I'm doing. I'm gonna get this aligned. I'm gonna get it running and things. And so then I am hounding the heck out of some social media platforms. Yep. Okay, what now? Uh-huh. I need this to do something. This is a big investment. We need it to do something. And so, one of the greatest things that somebody told us is you're going to be scared to start it until you do it.
Yes.
And with Jeff's blessing, God bless that man.
I
love him too. He's wonderful. He says, babe, we can make it on my income. You stop what you're doing and full force into the business.
Yes.
I said, are you sure? He says, yes, do it. And so it was end of March of this year. I loved the company that I was working for, but I knew that I needed to focus all of my attention on this business.
Yep.
And so I jumped. I jumped and full force, head first into doing it.
I love it.
And heck yes, it was scary. Yeah. But it was so worth it. it allowed me the freedom to go to networking events, to advertise, really learn the ins and outs of marketing ourselves. Networking with folks who our main targets were mostly like real estate agents, wedding planners, that sort of thing. But then getting to talk to all these other folks, and they said, well, wait, can you do this? And I said, yeah. And so not really knowing that these folks can also be our target audience, we started coming up with ideas with them. So it's really been this great eye-opening experience. And I know we haven't learned the full extent of what we can do, because it's always something new. It's always something, a different material, a different concept. We're working recently on some glass, and we're working on perfecting that material. We can mark on metal, which is really interesting the way that it works, but it also has me researching a different type of laser that can engrave into metal. So it's really just expanding tenfold of what we really started out with. So that's awesome. I'm really excited to see where this takes us.
Yes, and I'm so excited for you too. And one question I have for you, Sarah, because you didn't mention it, where did you move from back in 2014?
Oh, I was living in Lincolnton, North Carolina at the time, and one of the veterinarians that I worked for bought a hospital up here in Asheville. And so she said, hey, I need some help up here. When you're ready, come on up. And so
That
was the push that I needed to just jump and go back to the mountains, which I grew up in the mountains of southwestern Virginia. And
that's what I was just going to ask you, was there any connection to this area? But yay, you were a cousin to us.
Yes, I've been not that much further north, maybe 3 hours, but it felt so much like home. And so we've stayed. We haven't moved because we love the area here.
Especially if you guys are campers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We love to go camping any chance that we get. We purchased ourselves this tiny little climate controlled bed on wheels, and it's wonderful. It's this teeny tiny, I guess you would call it a teardrop camper, but we love going and exploring the national forests around us, and even over into Tennessee. One of these days we're going to do a cross country trip. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, I'm excited, and my ears are perking on the camping, because my husband is interested in getting a camper. So I never thought that I would be the person like, this sounds cool, but yeah, definitely.
Well, you can rent ours if you like. You can rent ours if
you
like. You
were doing that.
Yeah, we just had our first renters, and it was fantastic experience. So yeah, you can rent
listeners,
ours.
I hope you're hearing this. Multiple streams of income here that you can do as an entrepreneur. So one thing I want to touch on too, Sarah, that you said, because I was just talking with Julietta Funberg of Julietta Funberg Creative, and she's had her own business for 20 years. And we've talked about the fact that sometimes when you're getting started, you might go into it full time, but then you might have to adjust and pick up a W-2 job or a part-time job. I have two W-2 jobs as well as my businesses. And I know you've just encountered that as well, where you started working part-time. But we always tell listeners and entrepreneurs listening, don't be discouraged, because as long as it's not taking you away from your business, but you still have to pay your bills, which we understand, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I recently started working at the animal hospital that's just down the road from us, which was a great coincidence that they needed help, and it's only a mile down the road from me. But veterinary medicine was something that I have always loved, and so it was very easy for me to get back into the swing of that. But at the same time, I still have the freedom to focus on our laser engraving business, what's new, what we need to do to make sure that this gets up and running, because the ultimate goal for this business is for both Jeff and I to be full-time at home.
That's awesome. So let's jump into our custom, because we know that we're getting to the holiday season. You know, we're approaching fall this week, and I just want you to be able to promote, you know, what type of clients are you looking for, and how can we find you online or through social media, and are you going to have any big promotions coming up going into the holiday season?
For sure. Yeah. So our main clientele right now, the focus, folks that we're interested in connecting with are going to be real estate agents and wedding planners. We have built up quite a bit of stock for custom engraved gift baskets, especially for those real estate agents who need closing gifts. Yeah.
Yes.
And they can be as small or big as you need them to be. Just depending on what your budget is, we are definitely able to customize those. And that way you stand out from the other real estate agents. I think my in-laws just bought a house and they got a engraved kitchen knife, which was really nice. They'll get some use out of it. But I want to be able to connect with those real estate agents who want something a little bit more, something that says, this person really put a lot of thought into it about getting us a closing gift. So we're and we're able to do that. When it's coming to, we can do the same thing for individual folks. Like if you want to create a customized gift for a newlywed couple, we have that sort of stuff available as well. Just depends on what your person wants and what your budget is. So we'll be able to help out with any of that. As far as special events, I know I've extended this offer to real estate agents in our local area. We will do your first gift basket for free.
Woo!
Just so you can see what we are capable of and really help you guys stand out from the pack. So,
and I also want to plug here on Biz Radio, we have The Real Deal with Ryan Marshall, which is a weekly real estate radio show. So we definitely got to get you connected with Ryan so we can, you know, promote you to where he has a larger audience of real estate agents, because we definitely want to support you in that.
That's fantastic. We would love to be a part of that.
Yeah. And then you said also you're also looking for those dealing with weddings.
Yeah. So when you think of weddings, you want these, you see these wonderful decorations and accessories in weddings. We can do any type of material like acrylic or wood. We can etch the or customize their wine glasses if you like. So we're really just whatever the dream is, we want to work with you to figure out how that is accomplished and make it happen. So we're not afraid to try anything new. And that's the one thing that I love about this industry is you're always doing something new, whether it's in the computer design part of it or whether it's the actual physical making of the product part of it. We're always ready for something new.
Awesome. And so you've given so many just advice and tips and jewels already where you're saying you just got started and then where you've been able to kind of balance working and then working part-time. But we always on the show just discuss tips and jewels for the listeners. Is there anything else that you want to say about your entrepreneurial journey that you wish you knew in the beginning that you know now that you want to give any advice to folks before we head off and that you think that would be appreciated by those listening?
Of course. I think the biggest thing was having the support around you. Obviously, Jeff is my biggest supporter.
Yes.
Veronica, you have been instrumental in our kickoff on this because I think I told you before I interviewed another CPA in the area and it just, I did not feel comfortable just in the pre-interview. So when I came back to you, I was like, when I took your class through Mountain BizWorks, it was so informative and really helped me understand. And so I was very glad that you were able to take me on as a client as well. And
Absolutely.
So having that support system around you for what you don't know, that is the biggest key is know what you don't know and have people who do know that to help you with it. You don't have to do it all on your own. And so it is definitely a team effort and you'll be able to, you'll get there. It's scary to start, but do it anyway. And and it will be something that you can never imagine, couldn't even imagine that it could be. So that's my little bit of advice.
Well, Sarah, I just so appreciate you and your husband, Jeff, and you guys just jumping into this entrepreneurship world. And I got to shout out The Golden Key with Alex Cardona. He's met you guys at one of the networking events. We were talking about that, another Biz Radio Asheville host. And we just want to support you so much. And we're just thankful that you guys did take that leap of faith, and it might take a few months. It might take a year or two, but I just appreciate that, that tip, you know, not to give up, because we all go through changes. Like, I'm rebranding myself now and trying to figure out what 2022 is going to look like. And like you said, it could be scary, but I feel like when you're an entrepreneur, you always have to be ready to go with the changes. Like, it's not ever going to be the same, but at least you have that reward of, you have the flexibility where you can jump in that camper if you want to, and you know, and be home. And I really want to throw out there to anybody that might be affiliated with any of the national forests, because we talked about you can engrave signs that look exactly like all the national forest signs with that nice wood. Oh, yeah. So anybody out there that needs some updated signs.
Oh, but definitely. I think I've got it posted on either our Facebook or Instagram page. If not, I need to get it up there. If you follow us on Instagram, it is at @artcustom1. And then on Facebook, you can look up Art Custom LLC and see all the new things that we post up there. And we're still working on getting the website up and
That's
running.
Okay.
It is almost done. It is one of the biggest things. I know it's going to be the biggest thing to help us really launch, but it's it's one of those other things that I know nothing about, and so I had to enlist outside help to be like, please make this functional. So
you guys are ARK Custom
LLC. Yeah. So just look us up. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and website is soon to be up.
Yeah. Well, that you segued me in. You know, this is Sarah's first time on radio. You've done amazing. I just want to say thank you so much for making the time. I know that you're busy and you're juggling that new schedule. And again, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. I just think that I tell people all the time, as an entrepreneur, you just stretch yourself and you grow and you learn so much about yourself differently from when you're an employee, because it's just more of a comfort zone, because you kind of can just leave work at work at times and just follow instructions. But when you jump into that entrepreneurship world, to me, it's similar to having children. You're going to get stretched into areas that you never thought that you would. And I so appreciate you being part of the business world now.
Well, thank you so much, Veronica, for helping me out with the CPA side of it, because that was probably one of the most daunting parts of doing this whole thing. So I really appreciate you and all your help and your encouragement for kicking me in the rear end to get going. So it's been a wild, crazy ride, and I'm glad to have you on my side.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I just also want to thank the listeners and just remind everybody to come back here, same place, same time, 4:30 p.m. on Fridays, and that you can stay connected to all things Biz Radio Asheville by going to our site, bizradioasheville.com. So thank you guys, and I will listen and hear you guys next week.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.